control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. I'll tell you more about them here in a little bit. 1-855-450-FREE. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you can control the content on the website. You scroll down the page, you see those numbered items that are there. Those items were put there by listeners just like you. So as you're surfing through the web, you find something that you think's interesting or outrageous or fun, whatever it is you'd like to share with us here on the show as well as other listeners, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. And at that point, it must receive a number of votes, a certain number of votes, in order to be promoted from the upcoming stories page and make it to the front page of the site. So more people who are visiting the site will see it. We're more likely to see it as well and talk about it here on these airwaves. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Joining me in the studio tonight, it's Pete from Cop Block. Good evening.
Welcome. Glad to be with you.
It's always good to have you here. And, you know, you're somebody who's pretty familiar with being decentralized as well as far as a website is concerned. CopBlock is a great resource for people to use, and we're definitely going to talk more about that here in a moment. Just recently crossing a pretty big milestone on Facebook. So we'll tell you more about that here at 855-450-FREE. It's too bad more cop blockers weren't on the scene in Austin. I guess it was yesterday. I don't have exactly details as to when this transpired, but it was pretty recently. Yeah, it looks like December 21st. So yesterday, Santa Claus has been arrested. Let me give you a little bit of audio from the scene.
You don't understand anything at all?
That's Santa speaking.
Merry Christmas.
He's being held.
I wrote the word love.
That's right. In case you didn't hear what she said, the police officer who has Santa Claus in handcuffs just told him he was under arrest for chalking the sidewalk.
Pretty ridiculous. And obviously you can hear this guy's exacerbated tone. He can't understand why some strangers are putting him in handcuffs and threatening him to kidnap him. But previous to this, you know, he was having a good time. He was providing some chalk to kids, and it wasn't like a hostile situation at all. There were family, like, people were out there. So.
Right. They weren't accusing him of chalking the side of a building, as some people were arrested for here in New Hampshire about a year and a half ago. He was doing as kind of the traditional chalking thing is to chalk the sidewalk, a public place. There's no doubt sidewalks in most places there exist. Sidewalks are public. And had Santa Claus been a little elf of age, you know, 7 or 8 or 9, I doubt the police officers would have responded in the same way. And he wasn't even chalking anything particularly outrageous. You know, here's a story from OccupyAustin.org. Acclaimed Arctic peace activist Kris Kringle, better known to the world as Santa Claus, was arrested early this afternoon at the Texas State Capitol. Claus was arrested while chalking Christmas wishes for the world offered by children and other holiday merrymakers. Today, I saw the jolly red elf at the Capitol cheerfully requesting that children write their wishes for a better world in chalk on the sidewalk. Santa said his favorite word was community. Various children wrote words like peace, friendship, and grace, said Occupy Austin's Lainey Duro, a witness to the arrest. After wrestling Santa to the ground and placing handcuffs on him, police officers also arrested Corey Elf after he used sidewalk chalk to write Free Santa. So as they were in the process of arresting Santa Claus, and the video on this webpage, by the way, goes on for about 7 minutes, so it's during that video that the other gentleman, Corey, was arrested for also chalking on the sidewalk. They say that the two were charged with criminal mischief and that Santa may face additional resisting arrest charges. At one point, Santa goes to the ground. It's not clear as to whether that's something he chose to do or if he was forced there by the police. But as you know, Pete, and we know well here from observing and being involved in a number of ridiculous arrests of peaceful activists, anything you do that can be perceived as not following the exact orders you've been given by the officers, the men in uniforms, will be considered resisting. Even right. If it's not actually resisting, if it's not assisting, they consider it to be resisting.
Right. Yeah, that's really, to me, accentuates these couple essays, by one by John Hasnis and another one by Brain Police, both called The Myth of the Rule of Law. You know, and if essentially says, you know, a lot of people say, hey, we have to go back to the rule of law, and like if these laws were actually objective, then they wouldn't be applied in some cases and not in others. You know, like we know it's not right to go outside and like stab my neighbor for no reason, but I do it because I know it's not right, not because of something on a piece of paper. So the thing that, like, this, the whole chalking situation, you know, some people claiming the right to throw someone in a cage for using a piece of chalk that's not, that, you know, washes away in a couple days is ridiculous. So again, it breaks down to these folks who claim authority over others. They take a greater issue when people don't obey their dictates more than they actually do if there's a victim in an offense, because they just have no incentive to actually safeguard people and provide that good or service because it's a monopoly. And right. In fact, their incentive is to grow the size and scope of their actions. So now we see things like chalking and lemonade and raw milk and other non-victim, non-violent actions.
Sure.
People being harassed. So, I mean,
how much more ridiculous can it get? I mean, first of all, Santa is not the first person to be arrested for chalking. There have been others who've been arrested. There was a mom that was ticketed for chalking when her daughter was chalking on some rocks on the side of an ocean. I forget which. It was a southern state.
It was in Virginia. In Richmond area. Yeah. And the mom actually later apologized for the chalking. It was in a river and in like a little creek and a rock. And it was, it's ridiculous, because what kind of precedent does that set? You apologize because your few-year-old child wrote with a piece of chalk? Like,
there's
you
apologize to somebody? For.
I mean, think of what precedent it sets for the little daughter, the girl who did it. Like, oh, it's wrong for me to do this, and my mom was sorry about it. Like, so that just says, hey, be a, like, buckle whenever somebody tells you to, like, jump when someone tells you to jump. If they
well,
have
that's
a certain
what people
title.
Do. I mean, I was just in court earlier this week, and I'd gone just for a hearing on a motion to dismiss a case for a speedy trial, because it took them over a year to schedule the case for a trial. It was a speeding ticket. I outlined it in detail over at freekeen.com. But it was the typical district court scene, which you can see everywhere across the country. Go sit in on your local district court on a Monday or Tuesday morning, and you'll see the same exact thing that I saw, which is a group of people who most of them had not hurt anyone else. The allegations against them were usually about driving or having a plant in their pocket or having a bottle of a beverage without being a certain age. It's just ridiculous charges like this. And person after person got up in front of this judge, took the plea deal. They, you know, they pled guilty. They were assigned to pay $300, $400 in fines. Of course, most of the people that are getting arrested for these things aren't driving a Lexus, so they're not, you know, they don't have $400. They can just cut a check. So, of course, most of them ask to get on the payment plan, which costs even more and results in them, you know, having to make payments every single month or over a certain period of time to the court. And after every one of the cases, all of them said thank you.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, use words like your honor and things like that.
Oh, yeah,
this.
Everyone always calls them your honor.
And stand for them.
Yep, they all stood. Of course, the liberty activists in the room did not stand. I did not call them your or him your honor. And it's just people are trained into this.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, we shouldn't, like, allocate a lot of time to saying, oh, my God, I'm surprised these certain people act in a certain way. Because I know I used to be of that vein. And
sure.
It's, like you said, it's programmed. It's just what we know because that's what we've been told. That's what's been communicated.
You see it on TV. You see it in the
TV,
movies.
The main gun-run schools, you know, that's what schools are. They're backed by it's a monopoly. Again, it's a bad provision. They have no incentive to actually teach the folks.
We can talk more about Santa being arrested here in a moment. Mike's on the line listening in Texas to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hey, and I just wanted to say, I was at a truck stop the other day, and I was playing one of those games where you can win a prize. Usually you spend about five times what the prize actually costs to try and win it. But yeah. After about the fourth attempt, I won a little thing called a flip camera.
Oh, great.
And I decided to use it. Mostly my runs are between Phoenix and Houston. I do that about twice a week. There's a Border Patrol checkpoint on both sides.
All right, I want to hear more about this. Stand by, Mike. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Checkpoints, these things are all over the place in the South. They do exist in the North to a lesser extent, from what I understand. They tend to occur within 100 miles of the border. We're not talking about being at the border. We're talking about just being somewhere north of the border. They have these checkpoints. Some of them are roving. Some of them are permanent installations. We'll find out more about Mike's story in moments. Free Talk Live.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Merry Christmas. Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.48.20. A 1 ounce gold Krugerrand can be purchased for $16.89.32, $8.44.66 for a half ounce, or $4.22.33 for a quarter ounce. $16.89.32, $8.44.66, and $4.22.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can control the airwaves toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. They include live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show available live, live and also around the clock. So if you tune in at 3 in the morning, you're going to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live because it loops at all times until the next live show when you'll hear the live show over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Also, you can listen to us on over 100 radio stations from coast to coast, AM and FM. Plus, we're on satellite, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as free to air on Galaxy 19 all across North America. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to listen in from any phone that can dial long distance. Once again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. Unfortunately, Mike was going to tell us his story about the checkpoint has dropped off the line. I presume that was some sort of technical difficulty. We do tend to have a one call per night rule here, but if you've encountered technical difficulties, by all means, call us back. So hopefully Mike will maybe get into a better cell and we'll hear back from him, because I'm interested to know what happened there. We've had Terry on the actually sitting in the studio with us here from Checkpoint USA, and that's a great blog for anyone that hasn't been. If you are interested in learning more about what Mike had just barely had a chance to hint at before we had to go away to the break there, go to Checkpoint USA. I think it's .org. I'll pull it up here and make sure. Yeah, it looks like CheckpointUSA.org. And then just click over on Roadblock Revelations, and that will take you to his blog where he's got some killer videos of him going through these checkpoints and just not cooperating with their questioning. Now, I haven't been through one of these before. I don't travel in the areas in which they normally are, but from what I understand, they're all over the Southwest. It's hard to drive around in the Southwest, especially within 100 miles of the border, and not encounter these things.
Yeah, we were able to, Damon and myself were able to meet with Terry when we were out on the road in 2009 with Motorhome Diaries when we were in Arizona, and then a short time later when we were in West Texas driving east on I-10, we went through one of the checkpoints there. We were told we probably would, and we rolled up, and we actually had sort of a drunk hitchhiker with us. I guess it was
remember that guy.
Yeah, it was 2010. We went through the checkpoint, but you know, we rolled in, and they said, "Are you American citizens? Are you a citizen? And are we free to go? Like, are we legally required to answer that question?" Mm-hmm. And the guy, you know, said, "Yeah." But and then they ordered us to pull over. We didn't. And then his supervisor came over. Oh, I said, "Am I just supposed to believe what you say because you have a badge?" And then he stepped back, and his supervisor stepped up. And then, some more orders, and eventually they're just like, "Just go." And, you know, it's important because, you know, we didn't, like, actively seek this out to, like, create an issue, and neither did Terry. He was, an engineer that was traveling from his home to his work, and then he just would have to drive through these checkpoints. And
he's like, every time he drove there, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, "What is the story?" So he got real familiar and real competent, and, yeah, like Ian says, he's definitely put out some good content and caused a lot of people to really see how flawed that is.
I'm sure he has inspired a lot of people to stand up to these folks, because I've seen more videos. You know, Terry's been posting videos for a few years now over at checkpointusa.org/blog, and I feel like I've seen more people kind of emulating that approach and doing it successfully. It's always exciting to see people stand up for their rights, especially in a situation like this where generally you're not there with a group. I mean, typically if you're going through one of these, you know, Border Patrol checkpoints, you don't usually have anyone else with you unless someone happens to be a passenger in your car. So this is, you know, it's always risky to stand up for your rights in a situation like this. And we do actually have Mike back on the line here, traveling through Texas, I think it was. Mike, go ahead with your story.
Well, anyway, I got to the checkpoint, and I had the camera turned on, and of course it has a red light in front so you can see that it's recording. And this was, now prior to this trip through this checkpoint, the Border Patrol, I don't know if you heard this story, it was maybe 2 weeks ago, a drone camera caught a Border Patrol agent taking drugs from a mule smuggling across the border.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you heard it. That was in southwestern Arizona.
No, I missed that story, but I totally believe it.
Yeah. Now, so he asked me if I was a U.S. citizen, and I said, "Well, let me get this straight. You guys are smuggling drugs, letting the guns go out and the illegals come in, and you're worried about me being a U.S. citizen." And he was taken aback by it. And he said, "Yes, I am. Are you a U.S. citizen?" I said, "Does it really matter?" And he told me to pull up to the trucker's checkpoint. I sat there and sat for a moment, and two other agents came out to my truck and said, "Good evening." The minute they saw the video camera and that it was recording, they said, "Are you recording this?" And I said, "Yes, I am." The agent said, "Drive safely. Have a good evening, sir." So it's nice. It's empowering. Having the video camera is very empowering. I hadn't experienced that before. Needless to say, my heart rate and blood pressure was up so high because it's
I bet.
It's scary dealing with
that. Well, right. You don't know what they're going to do. I mean, it's I tend to believe that having the video camera helps more often than it hurts. But there's always the chance you're going to encounter some kind of rogue agent who just doesn't care that you have a video camera and is willing to, you know, smash the camera and then pull you out of the car and beat you to, you know, within inches of your life. Thankfully, that doesn't seem to happen that often. But I remember the story of the pastor that was going through one of these Border Patrol checkpoints, and that's exactly what they did to him. I don't know if they smashed his camera, but
they smashed his window.
They did smash him and pulled him through. I think they pulled him through that window and proceeded on beating him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you never know. These people are dangerous.
Mike, I got not very. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I would just say, Mike, you know, even though you said these situations are kind of scary, like the fact that you did have the knowledge and you acted on it that filming would safeguard your rights despite, like, you know, what could be an anxious situation, like, really goes a long way. And as long as other people keep doing it, then, you know, we're safer if everybody does. So
yeah,
I just want to give you some love for doing that. And hopefully some people who listen that haven't done it before, or, you know, they'll start doing it as well.
Good call on that, Mike.
I'm going to have my camera out for every LEO interaction from this point forward. Now, also, I watched the video on YouTube of the cop in the court in New Hampshire that maced Derek J while the police officer was sitting in the chair watching on the big screen that event unfold. And that police officer looked ashamed of himself. He looked beside himself, and he looked embarrassed. And I was very happy to see him feel that way.
Exactly.
I think that's important. I mean, and thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate your story tonight, and keep the cameras rolling. So 855-450-FREE. He's referring to our friend Derek J, who was on this show for a long time, and hopefully we'll get him back one of these days when he moves back to New Hampshire, but he's on his exile tour at the moment. There's a movie about his experience and about what he's talking about. You can go to victimlesscrimesfree.com. You can see the film there. It's in its entirety. It's a feature-length documentary, and I, not to toot my own horn, but I think it's pretty darn good. I was the producer of the movie, and I'm really proud of the product that Bo Davis, the editor, and Derek J really put together. It was really them that did it. I just put some money forward and made sure it happened.
Yeah, I agree. It was an awesome effort, and it awesome.
It's persuasive, too. It's a movie that you'll laugh. You might even cry. It definitely works your emotions because it's one guy's story about ridiculous, you know, five ridiculous, outrageous arrests where he wasn't hurting anybody. And one of the things that Derek J did right, you know, with that whole situation was he had a video camera with him almost everywhere that
and
he went.
He never let himself get hostile. He just, you know, he prayed out what was going on. And it's easy to look around. You hear, like, about an incident, someone getting kidnapped, but dude personalized it, and you really got to see just how flawed these folks acting with claimed double standards are.
FreeStateProject.org, by the way, is where you should go to learn more about what it can be like to get around more people like Derek J and Pete and myself and other people who are willing to stand up for their rights, stand up for the rights of others. Once again, freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, that is. If you love the state and controlling others, you probably should stay right where you are. More coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight. Live Saturday edition, 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. News updates, you can get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com, and we'll clue you in via email whenever there's something that you need to know about the show. And also, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. During the program, we will update Twitter and Facebook with links to show prep, sometimes observations, sometimes questions you can respond to, and sometimes those responses will be shared on the airwaves. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Now, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's SACL CAI. We were talking in the beginning of the show about Santa Claus being arrested, and we can come back to that story. There's a little bit more to it, but you know, that's not, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg of how outrageous the police tend to behave in a lot of cases in this country. I mean, you've got these checkpoints that are popping up all over the place, not just in, you know, not just down south, but you've also got DWI checkpoints all over the place in any city in America, even in smaller areas. I know they've done one here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, a town of 23,000 here in southwestern corner of New Hampshire. And over at copblock.org, which is the one of the websites you're involved with, Pete, you've got one of your headline stories right now is there's a deputy police chief in South Texas who wants to set up what he calls permanent
DWI checkpoints in order to save lives, raising the possibility that Texans could be forced to show their papers, submit to breathalyzer tests, or even be mandated to have blood drawn whenever they drive down the street. The San Antonio Express News reports that Police Chief Trevino urged legislators to allow law officers to stop drivers and do routine sobriety tests near so-called drinking and driving hotspots. He said local data could be used to identify areas where such behavior is prevalent. Jim Harrington of the Texas Civil Rights Project opposed the idea, saying that sobriety checkpoints allow for police abuse of power. And as we all know, sobriety checkpoints are used to check people's papers. They are used to check people for, you know, having cannabis in the car and, of course, run people's names for warrants and things like that. So it's certainly more than just DWI. But even if it was just DWI, it would be something that I would be opposed to, and I imagine you would feel the same way, Pete.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I just think the iterations of checkpoints that we're talking about are just that. They're just iterations. And if you look at what's going on and you unpack it, it's a group of people who are stopping other people's freedom of movement and saying, you must jump through our hoops, or if you don't do this, you owe us some coin. I mean, I was one time at a seminar put on by the Foundation for Economic Education up just north of New York City in Hudson on just north of New York City, and it was ridiculous. Like, we were driving there, and there was a checkpoint, and it was like a monthly thing they do there, and no one really had any qualms with it, but they checked people's registrations.
When you say no one had qualms with it, you mean like the people, the average folks that you talk to? Or?
Yeah, I mean, just the guy. There was just like a shuttle bus guy who was driving us, you know, and, you know, it was just like, oh, yeah, you know, like they do this every month, and they were just like checking people's plates to make sure their registration was up to date. And I was like, wow, it's just a money generator. But all it is a group of people who, again, want to subsist off of others, so they have an incentive to have as much information about you and your preferences and your movements and other things, so they can better control you and your energy expenditures and your wealth creation. So, I mean, nobody has that right. No, you have no obligation to, you know, provide a standard of living for somebody like that.
Well, it just keeps getting more invasive. I mean, I understand why people look at the DWI checkpoints and they say, well, yeah, of course we want to get drunks off the road, which is how the police are so able to sell this idea.
Right, right.
That the under the purported idea that they are keeping the road safe somehow by using these checkpoints. But when you actually run the numbers, you find out that these checkpoints don't really catch drunk people.
It's the key. I mean, if the end goal is I would say a desirable to have a streets safe from dangerous drivers. So then the question is, what are the best means to achieve that? And it's not to say a group of people have a monopoly on providing safe streets, because they simply have no incentive to do that. Instead, you see what they're doing. They're using it as a revenue generator. I mean, that's why people say, who would build the roads? But in fact, roads were built by individuals and people pooling resources back in the day, and they only became under the purview of this organized criminal gang when they realized it was an effective way to reach farther distances to impose their ransoms, which they call taxes. They sugarcoat with this doublespeak language. So, I mean, allowing this group of organized criminals to regulate your freedom of movement by on any level is not a good thing.
And, no, and it leads to worse things. You know, you touched on the revenue generation, and it's absolutely doing that. But the thing that's worse is what you identified when you were talking about the bus driver who was just like, oh, yeah, it's once every month. They just do this stuff.
Right.
People just get used to it. They become institutionalized in some ways. They become, they see this as, oh, well, this is just the way it is. And then you deal with young people. They grow up in a situation where they're used to going to, because it's one thing for us to do this where we didn't have to deal with it maybe, 10 years ago, but now we're seeing this happen. We can see that change. If you're 5 years old when you go through your first checkpoint and then, you're going through checkpoints for the rest of your life, then you're just in that box, and you've never known life without having that level of interference, and it really programs people to accept the inconveniences of a police state.
Right.
And then that police state grows from that point, because they're never going to be okay with just having one checkpoint and stopping there. Like this article points out here, this officer wants permanent checkpoints. So
right.
There's always a next step.
Right. So, and yeah, how would that permanent checkpoint have come about if not for temporary checkpoints, if not for licensing and permitting, if not for these other things, down to the kernel where you allow somebody to say, I have a legitimate right to use force. You live in this area, so I have a right to steal from you. And when that is granted, it's only going to grow in size and scope. So, that's the real issue, which is why I have a lot of respect for Freedom to Travel activists, because
oh, yeah.
It's a difficult case to make because of the amount of unlearning that has to happen.
And when you say freedom to travel, you mean somebody who might, for instance, not have a government license plate or a government driver's license,
exactly,
but is still driving from one point to another to go to work,
right,
or to go shopping or whatever, and they don't believe that they have to, and I'm with them on this. I've done a little bit of it myself, and I'll probably do more in the future, but where, you know, they don't feel like they have to beg anyone's permission, that some government bureaucrat should not get to decide whether or not they get to drive safely. No one's accusing these people of driving dangerously. They're just accusing them of driving without government papers, and that was some of what I saw when I was in district court, and some of what you'll see likely if you ever go to a district court and check, not you, Pete, but you, the listener, if you go to a district court and you know, just sit in for a couple hours, go in at the time at which the court is supposed to start and sit and just listen and pay attention to what people are charged with. There are people in there, at least in New Hampshire, they've been hit over and over again for driving while suspended, and if you get enough of those, they put you in jail for a year. I was in jail with a guy who was there for a year because of driving while suspended. He was a guy in his maybe his mid-50s. He had a, you know, family with two kids. He was going to work. He was a manager at a local restaurant, was driving to work, and had he cleared up some $50 issue that had been placed on his license back in the 1990s or something like that, had he just, you know, paid the state their ransom money, then they would have decided that he was fine. Oh, yeah, it's fine for you to drive on these roads. You've paid us our $50 or whatever interest they might have added to that $50 in that period of time. But it's not about safety. It's about obedience.
Right. I mean, so the scene is the kind of roads and the potential that there's a drunk driver and all these other things. That's the scene. So what is a potential unseen? That it could be provided much better. So I know, like in Keene, for example, I'm sure the businesses downtown or Chamber of Commerce, they could form some, they could pull their resources to essentially buy, you know, a competitive enforcer of these kind of things instead of like going to the one size fits all, which again lacks the proper incentives. And I mean, I don't know, it could definitely be done a lot better, and they would compete to say the least number of fatalities per mile traveled. I mean, there's all sorts of metrics that could be brought into the fold that aren't today.
Toll free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You're welcome to comment on whatever you want, whether it's the rise of the police state, checkpoints everywhere, your experience with them, or whatever happens to be on your mind. Also, Santa Claus being arrested for chalking. We can come back to that, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Are you one of those people that just gets a big smile on your face when you see a police checkpoint? Does it make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside to know that the police are just arbitrarily stopping anybody that comes along and wasting their time and hassling them and putting them in handcuffs in some cases, writing up tickets, demanding and extracting as many resources, financial resources as possible from people? Is that something that makes you feel good? Do you tell yourself stories like, oh, well, it's for our good. It's for our own benefit. We're being helped by these officers. We've got to keep the drunks off the road. I'd be willing to do anything they asked me to if it just kept the drunks off the road. Well, how about a blood draw? Because according to this article over here at copblock.org, which was inspired by one at WBUR.org, points out that there's a police chief in San Antonio that is looking to install permanent DWI checkpoints, which, of course, seems kind of counterintuitive, doesn't it, if they're permanent. And I don't support the idea of DWI checkpoints, but if they're permanent, aren't they pretty much really easy to get around? Because you know where they are.
Well, I mean, they have to, let's say there's an area saturated with these checkpoints, they have to put one in first, and then two, and then 10, and then 100.
Good point. Yeah, so maybe they'll just cover all the streets eventually.
Right. If you take this idea to its logical conclusion that this is done for safety, then why not just, as soon as every person's born, to put into a concrete box and not to let out, because then they're not a danger to anybody else, and they're safe. And
then what's the point of life?
Exactly.
Given the fact, according to the story here at copblock.org, that San Antonio is one of a number of cities across the country which enforces no refusal blood draws against people police suspect of being driving under the influence, Texans could find themselves with a needle stuck in their arm simply for exercising their right to mobility. Is that something you're willing to do? I mean, for the people that are so obedient to the state, who, you know, it warms their heart to see police checkpoints, would it also make you feel good to know that that police officer is going to stick you with a needle just to keep the roads safe? Is that something that makes you feel good? 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Michael. He's listening to KMED, which is in Medford, Oregon, but you're listening in Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Michael.
No, it's Jacksonville, Oregon.
Ah, you fooled my board operator. Okay, Jacksonville, Oregon. Go ahead, sir.
A little town outside of Medford.
What's on your mind tonight?
Somebody was talking about freedom of movement, and I just wanted to let you know there's no written law about freedom of movement. And the closest thing that comes to freedom of movement is, like, they're not supposed to infringe on your mobility, but they use the mobility for class, mobility, and that's not, doesn't, it only kind of infers it. It's not, not really a written law.
Well, I don't think you need a written law to have freedom of movement. Laws tend to restrict existing freedoms. I mean, you as a human being should have the right to go from one point to another so long as you're not crossing over someone else's property who has said that you can't, you know, be on their property. You don't need to have laws to know what your rights are as a human being.
Well, I've been through it, and the judges have decided that that's the law.
Well, I mean, Michael, I hear what you're saying, but the fact of the matter is the courtroom is legal land, and they're going to create, they purposely, and I would distinguish what Ian said. I mean, I agree with what he's saying, but I would say it in a different way. It's not the laws restrict your rights, it's legislation restricts your rights, and your rights are ultimately based on law, like whether that's common law or customary law, whatever you God's law, whatever you look to. So it's legislation that people create that violate the law, that your rights.
Good point, Pete. I was using the term law interchangeably with legislation,
right.
And there's an argument that can be made that there's a difference.
Right. So, Michael, it's no surprise that these people who think they have the knowledge, there's no way me or a group or others, people who are, you know, people who are geniuses or experts in anything could ever have complete knowledge and know how to better run your life and the lives of millions of others, you know, because we have our own uncertainties ourselves, you know. So it's, you know, it's the idea that these folks have any ability to do this more effectively is just ludicrous. So the fact that they think they can create law out of thin air, it's just legislation. Their incentive is to interpret it to for their own benefit and for the benefit of their colleagues who also subsist on theft and on this bad idea that they somehow have absolute knowledge and the right to impose their will on you under the guise of it being law.
Yeah, that's pretty esoteric.
You think it's esoteric?
Yeah.
I guess to some extent it is, because these conversations aren't really had amongst the general population, and it's a shame, because most people are used to this kind of treatment by the police, and it's only going to get worse if people don't stand up for their rights.
Yeah, you know, well, that's the thing. I think there probably should be some kind of legislation about freedom of movement, because it's not written on any books, and the common law doesn't even really cover it. It's been practiced for ever since mankind became, you know, had legs. Or,
right, so why does it need to be written down?
The invention of the wheel. Because these guys need to be put in their place. That's
yeah,
why.
But they use the law
or whatever to be able to do checkpoints, you know. But then if there was an actual law that said there was freedom of movement, they wouldn't be able to have checkpoints.
I have to disagree with you, because it seems to me that it doesn't matter what you write down on a piece of paper, that these guys will do whatever it is that they want to do.
Right, and the fact that we're even saying they do this, therefore we need to do this, then gives them, like, it sort of sets a stage. It gives this group legitimacy that you need to then react to. You know, the fact that these people claim the right to do it doesn't mean they have the right to do it. They get away with it because people have bought into this.
We don't pick up our guns and use the Second Amendment.
Whoa, right. I don't think that's going to be a solution. If you think that's a solution,
I think
you need to think a little bit further.
I think the solution is to make a law. You know?
All right. Well,
The only other way to do it is that. Otherwise,
I disagree.
What about just sharing ideas? That's peaceful and it's more long-lasting.
Yeah. How about not just sharing ideas, but also non-cooperating? I mean, if people didn't go along to get along, if people didn't take the plea deal, if people didn't cooperate with these checkpoints, then, you know, if they ask tough questions, if they pull up video cameras like Mike did in Texas earlier, then we would have a real impact of people standing up for their rights. The reason why we don't have rights today isn't because someone didn't write it down and call it a law. It's because people don't know their rights, and if they know them, they're not willing to stand up for them. So I would consider doing those things before you pick up a firearm.
Either, you know?
Huh?
People don't like their asses beat either.
Thanks for the call, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you, but I don't think that violence is going to solve this problem. And, you know, you can go out in a blaze of glory if you want to, but that's not going to change anything for the better. It's not going to result in more freedom for anybody. There have been plenty of examples of the lone nut job going off and killing some cops or destroying, you know, government buildings and things like that. And the government bounces right back. You know, they've got all kinds of funding. They've got a lot of people who agree with them. They got people who will do as they're told. They've got the people that'll just go along to get along. And most people aren't going to stand up and use violence, and even if people were willing to use violence, it would still be lowering yourself to their level. That's what they use. That's their tactic.
Right, and I doubt that he would actually, the last caller, would actually prefer to get into violent conflicts. I'm sure he would prefer to tomorrow have no harassment from anybody. And so how is that best achieved? It's not by continuing to use the tools that they use, because that's what they rely on, these people who act according to this bad idea and the institutions on which are based on that. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe it is esoteric, but to me, you got to realize that if you don't own yourself should have the right to pursue what you want that makes you happy, as long as you're not infringing on somebody else, that's not based on legislation somebody writes down. That's just a fact.
I always say beware of the people who are advocating violence. Either they are working for the state and are attempting to foment some sort of violent thoughts in your mind, so you'll go off and do something violent, and then, of course, inevitably either be killed in the ensuing chase that would come after you use the violence, or arrested and then made an example out of. Either way, you'll be made an example out of to show why the police are necessary. So by using violence, you only play into their paradigm. You only give them what it is that they've been training for. That they've been waiting for you, man. They've been training day in and day out to deal with violent people, and you would just be giving them exactly what they were looking for, and you'd be giving the news media headlines about, oh, this crazy guy went and attacked the police, and now look, the police have defended themselves, and by proxy, they protected you. I mean, that would be the message, would be that, look, thank goodness we have the police to protect us from all these crazy violent people. How about we, who love liberty, stay peaceful? That way the only people who are using violence are the people who call themselves the government. So it's real easy, especially when you've got video cameras around, to show who the problem is. You go back to the Santa Claus story we were talking about at the very beginning of the show. We go to OccupyAustin.org. The story's there. I actually posted it to our Twitter and Facebook. And watch that video. Santa Claus is just standing there. And the worst thing he's doing is yelling. He's just trying to bring people's attention. He's on a public street. He wants people to notice what's going on. He's calling out and just kind of talking about what's happening to him. He's not taking a swing at the officers. He's not, rushing them. He's not trying to throw down with these guys.
The violence is clear.
Yeah, exactly. It's clear who the bad guys are in this particular case. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. So if somebody around you is advocating for violence, have a talk with them. And if they keep advocating for it, just don't associate with them. More coming up. Hour 2 is next.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.